Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org, and thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages, and the Renaissance. And we're going to hear on today's program Fantasias, Pavans, and Galliards by 16th century Spanish Renaissance composer Luis Milan. Selections from his book El Maestro, along with Jordi Savall and friends. And later in the program, more of those Petrarch poems to Laura, that 200 years later in the 16th century were set for madrigals by several Italian composers. We heard a few of those a couple of weeks back, and we'll hear more tonight with the Huelgas Ensemble. And we begin with Luis Milan, 1500 to 1561, Spanish Renaissance composer, and Vihuelas. Vihuela was the forerunner of the Baroque guitar. Milan's book, El Maestro, which was released in 1561, is undoubtedly one of the most important prints of instrumental music in 16th century Europe, as well as an essential testimony to musical life in the aristocratic circles of the Iberian Renaissance. Germaine de Foix, the second wife to King Ferdinand the Catholic, had married the Duke of Calabria after the latter's death and established in Valencia a viceroyal court which followed the most advanced models of humanistic courtly life developed in Renaissance Italy. Milan seems to have been a major artistic personality at this court, and all his published works deal with the various aspects of the local cultural ambience. In 1535, he wrote El Juego de Mandar, a book about the parlor games of the nobility. A maestro must thus be considered as a musical manifestation of the same aristocratic ideology. El Maestro was dedicated to John III, King of Portugal, a country that Milan described as the Sea of Music. It was intended for the vihuela, the Spanish lute, but at a time when instrumental and vocal music regularly exchange their part, and musical iconography shows choirs of angelic musicians singing and playing on a variety of instruments, wind, strings, and percussion, Jordi Savall was perfectly at liberty to choose the Renaissance harp, mellow viola, lively tambourines, and the silvery psaltery to evoke the mystery, sometimes oriental, sometimes Celtic, of these Renaissance dances. We're going to hear several of them now. Pavan, Galliard, three fantasias, a Pavan, a Galliard, and a fantasia from the book El Maestro by Luis Milan, Jordi Savall, viola da gamba, Andrew Lawrence King on Renaissance harp and psaltery, and also viola da gambists Sergei Casademont, Eunice Brandau, and Lorenz Duffschmidt. Music of Luis Milan. And you've been listening to Fantasies, Pavans, and Galliards, all from a book of music called El Maestro, written in the 1530s by Spanish Renaissance composer Luis Milan. His date's, in fact, 1500 to 1561. We heard a Pavan, Galliard, three Fantasias, a Pavan, a Galliard, and another Fantasia. Jordi Savall, viola da gamba, Andrew Lawrence King on Renaissance harp and psaltery, and also on violas da gamba, Sergei Casademont, Eunice Brandauer, and Lorenz Dufschmidt. Music of Luis Milan here on Distant Mirror. And I want to thank you for listening to Distant Mirror and for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not, you can easily become a member or renew that membership by going to our website, wwfm.org, clicking on donate/renew, and coming on board or renewing that membership. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Selections next from a CD by the Huilgas Ensemble that we played from a couple of weeks back, On the Death of My Lady Laura. These are 16th century settings to texts by 14th century Italian humanist Petrarch, considered by many to be the father of the Renaissance, the first modern man, the first humanist. Although he wrote mostly in Latin, he did write in the vernacular a cycle of poems to a woman named Laura, who he had noticed one day at Mass. We're not even sure that he met her, but if he did, the relationship remained platonic at best, much as Dante and his Beatrice, all in the troubadour tradition of unrequited love, the lover adoring his beloved from afar. In the 16th century, several Italian composers set many of these texts to madrigals. 2 weeks back, I played some of these, a few more tonight. First, we're going to hear from Spirito Oste de Reggio. I'm going to give you the translation of the canzoniere. Let me tell you about a canzoniere. It means, of course, a song. And Petrarch's poems were called canzoniere because they were lyrical poems and meant to be set to music, perhaps because that's exactly what happened 2 centuries later. The first one we're going to hear, Once None Could Match the Blissful Joy I Felt, then by Padre F. Moro di Serve, In tears I rue the time that I misspent in vain idolatry of mortal things. Then we're going to hear that very same canzoniere repeated by Andrea Rota, who was a contemporary of De Serve's and also from Bologna. And we'll conclude with one by Niccolo Vicentino, The Gentle Breeze That With a Little Sigh the Laurel Stirs. A performance of these by the Huilgas Ensemble, directed by Paul Van Nevel, madrigal cycle after the texts of Petrarch, in memory of My Lady Laura. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you have just heard a few of the madrigals set by Italian composers of the 16th century to texts by Petrarch of the 14th century. Four of his canzonieri, actually three, because one of them were repeated. We began with Once None Could Match the Blissful Joy I Felt, set by Spirito Oste de Reggio. Then by Padre F. Moro di Serve, In Tears I Rue the Time That I Misspent in Vain Idolatry of Mortal Things. Followed that very same consigliere again with Andrea Rota's setting, and we concluded with Nicola Vicentino's The Gentle Breeze That With a Little Sigh the Laurel Stirs. Paul Van Nevel directed the Huelgas Ensemble from a compact disc in Morte di Madonna Laura, On the Death of My Lady Laura, poems by Petrarch, set by 16th century Italian composers here on Distant Mirror. Let's wrap it up with a lute piece by John Dowland. Here's Anthony Rulli. And we have concluded today's program with music of John Dowland from a CD called The English Orpheus. We heard a lute piece, The Earl of Derby's Galliard. The lutenist there was Anthony Rulli. And thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.